morning, Delaware Valley. This is Gary Zimak. I am back in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio, fresh off of a trip to Steubenville, Ohio, where I was speaking at Franciscan University. Man, I'll tell you what, it is great to be back. We have an awesome show for you today, and I'm so glad you're here with us. And I also have to tell you, today is a special day, so I have a special sound effect. You ready? How's that? How's that? We are ringing the bell because today is a feast. Today is the feast of St. Luke the Apostle. Now, yesterday we had the memorial of St. Ignatius of Antioch. The church has different levels of celebrations. We have memorials, we have feasts, and then we have solemnities. I am looking at maybe ordering a gong. I'll have to check to the I'll have to check with the management here, see if they can get me a gong so we can ring it on solemnities. But you know what? Let's celebrate. We can celebrate today the feast of St. Luke the Evangelist. We owe him so much because St. Luke is the one who told us about the encounter with the Blessed Mother and the angel Gabriel. And tradition holds that there's a very good chance that Luke knew Mary. Did you ever think about that? Where, how you would know that he got that information from? It's probably because he knew the Blessed Mother and she told him. So we got lots of great things going on the program today. Thank you for all your emails. We're getting lots of positive feedback about the program. Today, we have some really good things coming up. We have on the show today an author, a speaker, a world champion surfer, a ninja black belt, a pilot, and a CPA. Believe it or not, it is all the same person. And just to be clear, I'm talking about Mr. Bear Wozniak. We'll be talking to him at 7:35, and not the equally accomplished, very famous as well, the hardest working producer in Catholic radio, Mr. Dave Parker.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, my friend. Good to be back. Good to be back in person with you today.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I was looking at the empty chair yesterday and listening to you in Steubenville. I said, I'm watching Gary.
It's just not the same. You know, I'm looking around the studio just to make sure there's no empty donut boxes or crumbs or anything, to make sure you guys weren't celebrating without me. That's one thing I want to make sure, that when I'm gone, you don't have fun. I mean, you can have a little bit of fun, but I'm just glad to be back in the studio. We also are going to be taking a look at an article, 19 Ways to Let Your Parish Priest Know You Appreciate Him. I think you're going to like this. We'll highlight some of these ways. They are actually very simple ways that we can let our parish priests know that we appreciate them. We've got the usual music. We've got the special gospel today for the Feast of St. Luke. We've got the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Lots of good things, and I'm just glad you're with me. And we'll talk more about Bear Wozniak. You may be familiar with him. He's an incredible person. He's a good friend. Bear is an EWTN radio host. He's filming a reality series right now for the EWTN TV network. And he and a bunch of his friends are riding their motorcycles from Cocoa Beach, Florida to San Diego. They're going to be doing that over the next couple weeks. We don't even know where Bear is today. He's somewhere. They left yesterday. We're going to try to check in with him over the course of the journey. We'll do a little bit of a segment with him, and we'll let you know. We do have his website linked at our website, which is spiritinthemorning.com. So check that out, as well as all the articles and everything we talk about are all linked there. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time right now is 7:03. And Dave, I just want to say briefly that it was a bit of a challenge yesterday, me being remote in Steubenville, but it was a great opportunity. And here's what's really neat. When I was driving home last night, it's straight turnpike. It was a beautiful drive, great weather. About the time I hit the Lancaster area, I was able to tune the station in. WCOJ 1420 came in great. And then as I got closer to the Philadelphia area, excellent, I switched over to 1570.
Wow.
So we're all over the place, brother.
We're all over, yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I've gotten word that people are listening to us from New York over the internet, because we stream live at holyspiritradio.org, as well as TuneIn Radio. So the word's getting out about the program.
Absolutely. And wonderful. Keep telling your friends and family, wherever they live, they can tune in on holyspiritradio.org.
That's right. And Dave and I have been getting a lot of emails about the program, but in spite of what you say, we're sticking around anyway. No, in all seriousness, the emails have been very positive because what we're trying to do is give you an inspirational way to start your day. There's a lot of negativity out there in the world. We're not going to do that on this show. We know that the world has problems. We know you have problems, but we have the good news of Jesus Christ. That's why we ring the bell for the feast day of St. Luke. That's why we celebrate. That's why we're here to give you the positive news and to lift you up. And with that in mind, let's begin with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit as we do each day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be all holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's so powerful, Dave, and I know you start your day this way, too, to turn to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, inspire me.
Absolutely.
We have Him inside of us, but He's not going to force His way into our lives. I think that's important to remember. We have to say, come on.
This is true.
Right?
This is true. We have to work with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
We have to work with, let the Holy Spirit take us over.
Yeah. And He does if we let Him. But unfortunately, we fight against Him sometimes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Human nature.
Yeah. Well, we're working on that. As I always tell you, it's a process. And by the way, before I do the gospel, I want to invite you to let us know what you think about the program. Let me know if there's anything that I can do for you. Email me directly, gary@holyspiritradio.org. We want to be here for you. We want to make this show your show. And if there's anything we can do within reason, I mean, Dave and I have our limits, but...
I like that, within reason.
Yeah, you know, I've been at this a long time, Dave.
I have to. Yes, you have. You're very good, Gary. You're great, Gary.
Anything. Thank you. You're my friend.
He didn't pay me to say that.
I was going to say. But we want to be here for you. So if you have any comments about the show, we'll read them on the air if you'd like, gary@holyspiritradio.org. If we can pray for you, let us know, and we'll do that. If you want us to read your prayer requests over the air, we'd be happy to do that. You can let us know if you don't want us to mention your first name, whatever. Let's be here for one another as we walk this walk, which one day, God willing, will lead to heavenly glory, right? That's where we're all headed. So with that in mind, let's take a look at this gospel. Today is, again, the feast of St. Luke, the evangelist. And we sometimes take these saints for granted, but man, St. Luke has given us so much. And he has really given us an insight into the Blessed Mother and so many other things. But today's gospel is from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he set ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand for you." This story of the 72 disciples, this is unique to Luke's gospel. He's the only one who tells us about these disciples. These guys are different from the apostles. These were people who went out into the world, just like you and I are called to do, and spread the good news. I think so many times we tend to feel that other people, the priests, the deacons, the religious sisters, should do all the work. But Dave, us, we've got to get out there and share the good news wherever we may be.
Absolutely, Gary. The laity have a central role in the new evangelization.
Right, right. And it can be as simple as evangelizing in our families.
Absolutely.
God puts us there for a reason. So wherever you are, you might not even be able to make it out of the house today. That's okay. You're awake. God has a plan for you. You can pray. If you get the chance to talk to somebody, you can talk about how the Lord's important to you. This is how we have to do it. It's got to be real. And so many times, unfortunately, people fall away from church. People fall away from church. They don't believe anymore. For whatever reason, we need to get them back because God loves them. And God doesn't want them to be alone. I had an interesting encounter over the weekend on my Facebook page. Somebody wrote to me. They saw one of the videos that I did about speaking. And this woman wrote to me and said, I don't even know her. I don't even know where she lives. She said, I've fallen away from church. I don't go to church anymore, but I miss it. I'm really sad. And I said, do me a favor, email me. She emailed me, told me the problem, which was very interesting. She wanted to reach out. None of her kids were baptized. She had three younger children. They weren't baptized, but she wanted to get them baptized. We had a little bit of a dialogue. It turned out she had a misunderstanding with her parish priest, and she really, there was something in her mind that really wasn't true, and I just was able to set the record straight and what the church really believes, and she said, thank you. I'm going to pursue that because I really want to go back to church. It's so simple. It really is. We have these encounters every day. We could run into somebody in a restaurant. We are the disciples of Jesus. And we're called to call other people to him, to lead people to him. And Jesus said, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. You and me, we can be that laborer today. And again, it doesn't have to be on any large scale. It just has to be where you are. Who are the people around you? The people at the office, the people. And it doesn't mean you have to pull out your Bible and start preaching. You could just say, if they have a problem, I'll pray for you. You could say, hey, I was at Mass on Sunday, and the priest gave a really good homily. And you can also pray to the Holy Spirit. We prayed to the Holy Spirit at the start of the program and say, Holy Spirit, lead people to me. And then if you don't know what to say when they come to you, ask the Holy Spirit for the guidance. Start slowly. You don't have to know everything. It's okay to not know everything. There's a lot that I don't know. There's a lot Dave doesn't know. Most people don't know every teaching of the church. That's fine. Start with the fact that God loves you. And if other people know that, that's so important to them. That's why so many people are depressed, they're despondent, they're lonely, they're struggling. As I've said on the program before, my job here is to bridge the gap between God and your life. He wants to be a part of your life. And sometimes, even if we do have a relationship with the Lord, we keep that relationship in church. It's got to go beyond the walls of the church, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to do that with you. And again, the response has been great. So continue to let me know at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Let me know what you think about the program. Let me know if we're on the right track, and I really think we are. We've been on the air 1 week, a little over 1 week now, and things are looking really good. And, you know, there's another way to get in touch with us, too. You can give us a call at 215-345-1570. And let us know what you think about the program. Now, just to recap, later on in the show, we are going to be talking to Bear Wozniak, direct from somewhere. I just got a text from Bear. He is ready. He's standing by. So we're going to find out where he is. He's going to tell us a little bit about this adventure that he's on, this reality series. And you might not even know that EWTN-TV does reality shows. Well, this is the kind of reality show you want to see. Bear is a unique individual. He really is. And check out his website. That's linked at spiritinthemorning.com. You'll find out more about him. Can't wait to talk to him. And we're also going to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, which I think you'll like, at 7:50 today. In addition to our usual assortment of music, plus, we're going to take a look at 19 ways to let your parish priest know you appreciate him. You know, we really need to stand up for our parish priest. These guys are heroes. They give us the Eucharist. They give us Jesus. And yet, unfortunately, in today's world, they're not looked up to as much as they should. We need to change that, and we can change that, and it's not that difficult. So 19 ways to let your parish priest know you appreciate him. We also have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com, but we're going to be talking about that through the hour. Lots of good things planned. I hope you'll stay with us as we lift your day up, as we get you started, the way that the Lord wants you to get started. It's all good news. Be happy, be joyful, because God is with you wherever you go. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. The current time is 7:14. Stay right where you are. We're going to be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 18th. Today we celebrate Saint Luke. As familiar as we are with the name of today's saint, we know little about the man. A Gentile Christian, his two-volume work shows the parallel between the life of Jesus and that of the Church. Luke's Gospel was probably written between 70 and 85 AD. In it, he emphasizes Jesus' compassion and patience with sinners and the suffering, stressing that Jesus died for Jews and Gentiles alike. Little people figure prominently in Luke's writings. He makes a point of showing Jesus at prayer before every important step of his ministry, and he portrays the joy of salvation that permeated the early church. Tradition holds Luke to be a native of Antioch, and Paul calls him our beloved physician. He appears in Acts of the Apostles during Paul's second journey to Philippi, accompanies Paul to Jerusalem, and remains near him when he is imprisoned in Caesarea. During those years, he had time to seek information and interview persons who had known Jesus. His writings reveal an expertise in classical Greek style along with knowledge of Jewish sources. Mentioned in St. Paul's letters to the Colossians, Philemon, and Timothy, Luke died probably around the year 84. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
I can only imagine. Boy, I hate it when those singers just want to keep singing when I want to talk. It makes it difficult for me. Sometimes it's tough to tell when the song is ending. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:20. You know, that's a great song. That's by a group. Their name is Mercy Me. And by the way, at spiritinthemorning.com, we have all of the songs. They always list the songs and the artists in case you want to check them out. You can get all these songs from iTunes. Mercy Me, Christian group, the message, I can only imagine. I can only imagine how good heaven is really going to be like. What's it going to be like? Thinking about that is one way to get through even the most difficult day. Just do that sometimes. If you're struggling, if you got something going on in your life, try to imagine how good it'll be to have no problems and be with the Lord all the time. That's why we were created. We were created to get to heaven. So think about that sometime, and that's going to really make you feel good. Current weather, it's 63 degrees at the moment. Today, patchy fog before 8 a.m. I noticed that when I was driving up today. Otherwise, it's going to be sunny with a high near 84. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 66. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 84. This is October, Dave, is that correct? Are we in October?
Yes, it is, yeah.
But I understand there's a front coming through in the next couple of days. We're going to have some more seasonable weather. But this is okay with me. I'll take it, certainly. I want to call attention to an announcement that we received at the station. The Legacy of Life Foundation, they do some phenomenal work. They are a crisis pregnancy center. They wanted to pass on the fact that they are offering their last center tour for 2016. That's going to be on October the 20th from 6 to 7:30 p.m., and what they're doing is offering you a way to see the fine work that they're doing. They'll take you through one of their crisis pregnancy centers. And if you are interested, you need to email Toby, that's T-O-B-E-Y, at legacyoflifefoundation.org, or give them a call at 215-788-4051, or you could simply go to their website, legacyoflifefoundation.org. And that email again was Toby, T-O-B-E-Y, at legacyoflifefoundation.org. And Marie Joseph and her talented Crisis Pregnancy Center counseling staff will take you on a special tour of one of their centers. That's a really important thing, and it's really fine work that they're doing at the Legacy of Life Foundation. So check that out. It's going to be on October the 20th from 6 to 7:30. I'm Gary Zimek. The time right now is 7:23. We've got Bear Wozniak coming up from somewhere. We don't know where he's going to be today. He's on a journey with his fellow bikers. They left Florida yesterday. They are somewhere today. They're headed out to San Diego. They are on their bikes evangelizing, spreading the good news. We're going to check in with Bear as he films this reality series for EWTN series, EWTN TV. We're going to be checking in with him at about 7:35. I wanted to highlight this article, 19 Ways to Let Your Parish Priest Know You Appreciate Him. We have this linked on spiritinthemorning.com. This comes from the Focus website. Focus is the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. So it's really written, directed toward college students, but so many things on here are very practical. I'm just going to highlight some of them. The author is Jonathan Texera. And he lists 19 ways to let your parish priest know you appreciate him. Here's the first one. Dave, we can all do this. Pray for your priest.
Absolutely, Gary.
Right? And we know that our priests are in battle every day.
Oh, yes. And they carry, what a load they carry. I pray for my Monsignor, my pastor, daily.
Right, right. And the article says the most important thing a parishioner can do is pray for his or her priest. We are always praying for someone, even required to offer a Mass every Sunday, an holy day of obligation on behalf of our parishioners. This, of course, is what a priest would do. It's just good to know, and this is a quote from a priest, that they pray for us every day. So you can pray for your priest. It doesn't have to be that complicated of a prayer. Just ask the Lord to bless your priest and to help him. Another thing, cook them a meal, especially on their busy days. I travel around the country a lot, and sometimes I stay at rectories when I'm speaking. And what I've learned is that a lot of our priests are cooking for themselves, or they're getting takeout. They don't, in a few cases, they have a cook, but for the most part, that doesn't happen anymore. It used to be when the rectories had a lot of priests, they had a cook. That's not always the case. So keep that in mind. You can cook a meal for your priest. Pray more, complain less. So many times we complain about our priests, don't we? So instead of complaining about them, pray more for them. Offer to help. Don't wait to be asked. Priests are ordained to give, and they say it's hard for them sometimes to ask for things. Is there something that you can do for your parish priest? Something small. Father, can I help you out in any way? I mean, they're going to be welcome words. How about this one, Dave? Go to Mass and or confession. Nothing will make a priest happier.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. That is, I guess, the ultimate thing that they want us to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
They implore us all the time.
Right.
And a lot of us have fallen away, or a lot of us do not do that. But if you can get back into reconciliation and Mass, daily Mass if you can.
That's right, if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the author of this article said, pick a day, go to Mass, a day that the priest is celebrating, and get a bunch of people to sit in the front rows. Now, this is pretty neat that a college student came up with this idea. I really like that. Write them a note expressing your gratitude. A simple note. Thank you, Father. Say thank you. When you leave Mass, thank the priest. Thank your priest for the homily. They put a lot of work into that. And you know, a lot of times, and I know a lot of priests, a lot of times the only thing they hear are negative comments. Let's lift them up, because I know that so many great messages have been delivered through homilies. I like this one, Dave. Save the drama for your mama.
Yes.
Avoid and discourage gossip about priests and parishes.
Oh, that's they're all good, Gary. But we can't do that. That's so negative. If you do it, you got to stop it.
Yeah.
If you're doing it.
And one of the things on this show, we're going to be positive here. We're not going to criticize anybody, because I've always said, and I hear complaints too. People complain about the priest, the deacons. I don't like the preaching. He preaches too long. He preaches too short. What we need to do, we need to do what we can. In other words, if you don't like the message you're hearing, go and preach the message to the people around you. You know, if you don't like the message, you can do something too. Rather than complain, pray for your priest and do whatever you can to spread the good news. It's not all. We heard that gospel today. It's not all up to the priest and the deacons. We've got to do our share. Another thing, let you know you have his back. When you witness a situation when someone is being rude to a priest, let him know that you noticed and express compassion. These guys are human too. They need us. They do so much for us. Again, they give us Jesus in the Eucharist. They forgive our sins in the sacrament of confession. They bring us into the church with baptism. You know, it's so many people such as myself who were married. We were so blessed to be married by a wonderful priest who has since passed on, but they do so much for us. So let's let them know that we have their back. Establish a relationship. Say hello to them before you tell them what's wrong with the parish. You know, I mean, again, that's why I like this article, because these are very simple and practical things that we can all do. We'll finish up. We'll talk about the rest of them throughout the show. But if you want to check out the full article, 19 Ways to Encourage Your Parish Priest, you can check it out at spiritinthemorning.com. Your wake-up time right now is 7:28. This is Gary Zimak. We are doing this new, relatively new program on Holy Spirit Radio. Let your friends know that we're here. Let you know we are the alternative. There's so much negativity in the world. We're going to try to get your day started the right way. We're going to give you the good news. We're going to listen to the gospel each day. We're going to bring you great guests such as Bear Wozniak, who will be coming up in a few minutes. We're going to give you good music to uplift you. And that's why we're here. We want to be here for you. Let me know if there's anything else I can do for you. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org is my email address. Give us a call at 215-345-1570. However you want to get the message to us, let us know. Spirit in the Morning, wake up time, 7:29.
A quote from St. Faustina in this Year of Mercy. Tell souls not to place within their own hearts obstacles to my mercy, which so greatly wants to act within them. My mercy works in all those hearts which open their doors to it. Both the sinner and the righteous person have need of my mercy. Conversion, as well as perseverance, is a grace of my mercy.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
It's time for letting go.
Miracle of the Moment, Stephen Curtis Chapman, 7:35 right now on Spirit in the Morning. I love that song because the message really reflects that gospel today. You know, today, the present moment, that's all we have. Get out there and do something today, whatever you can. And boy, I'm excited right now. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I get to talk to one of my close friends now. And you talk about a guy who is out there taking advantage of the present moment. Let me just say briefly, and he's got so many credentials, I don't know where to start. Bear Wozniak is an EWTN radio and TV host. He's an author. He's a speaker. He's a world champion surfer. He's a ninja black belt. He's a pilot. In his spare time, he's a CPA. I mean, the man is amazing. And you know the best thing about Bear? He's a really cool guy and a good friend. And he's checking in. He is now filming a new reality series, TV series for EWTN Television. Bear left Florida yesterday. I have no idea where he is right now, and we're going to check in with him. Brother, are you there?
Hey, aloha, Gary. Great to talk to you.
Aloha, Bear. Hey, thanks so much for coming on. Now, before I ask you where you are, because I don't know where you are, can you tell us a little bit about this reality series, about what you're hoping to accomplish, about what you're doing, brother?
Well, our desire is to, this is meant for everyone. We want everyone to really wish they were on this ride with us, you know?
Mm, yeah.
Give them that feeling. But we're reaching out for men. We want to demonstrate masculine spirituality. And so on the trip, we're kind of, you know, replicating a trip I did back in 2001. I bicycled from the Navy base in San Diego to Jacksonville, Florida.
Right.
So this time we're doing it in reverse on motorcycles. And the idea is, and once we get to Houston, about halfway, as we roll, there's bikers, Catholic bikers meeting up with us here and there to escort us.
Yeah.
But when
oh,
we
wow.
get to Houston, we have a big men's rally, one of my call to the wall men's rallies.
Right.
And then we about six riders and a huge crew roll Thunder up into the Big Bend country, and we have a rolling retreat. So we're really going to go deep into the spiritual life, you know, the interior life of prayer and intimacy with God. And then at the end of that week, they roll back to Houston, and a couple of us keep rolling Thunder all the way to San Diego, and then they leave me, and then I roll up to Santa Cruz, where I was raised. And I go to that spot when I was about 12 years old or 11 years old, when I had my first real kind of sense of wonder of God, and that gave me that desire to pursue Him and to discover who our Creator is.
Right, right. And Bear, I you're such a fascinating person. I just love talking to you. You and I have done a lot of radio together. And whenever we do it, I've done your show several times, and we never use a script. We just let the Holy Spirit lead us. And I think that's one of the things that inspires me the most about you. You really do ride that wave of the Holy Spirit, don't you?
That's just such a perfect way to say it, because surfers, you know, can't dictate. It's not like playing a football game or any kind of sport. In fact, we don't call it a sport. You really have to, as a surfer, you have to wait on the wave. You have to go with the flow of the wave. And I think surfers, really, in some ways, we kind of have an advantage, because I know that sense of just kind of going through life with an ear towards the Lord, and then having that sort of impression that you wonder if the Lord is nudging you to do something. And I've learned to move on inspiration. And eventually you learn what isn't inspiration and what is just the bad pizza you had the night before. But I've learned to move on inspiration. Then if it's the Lord's will, He redirects it. And like this whole ride has been a journey, and we haven't even started it, just getting ready for it.
Wow.
Understanding what God wanted has been a whole journey.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I have to ask you, brother, do you know where you are right now?
I don't know where I am. I'm still in Florida. We were rolling up from Cocoa Beach, Florida, Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church. They gave us a send-off. You know,
right.
God blessed us. And then we rolled up through Daytona and Jacksonville. We checked in there because that's where I started my ride. And then we headed west. And
okay.
It was obvious we weren't going to make our first night's goal. And one of the riders, Tony Orban, who's part of our ministry, he checked us into some... He found us a place, and I know we're somewhere west of Jacksonville and east of Tallahassee. That's all I can tell you. But we're going to get all the way to Biloxi tonight. Then in the morning, some Catholic cross bearers, a motorcycle ministry, escort us into Baton Rouge, where my son is right now.
Awesome, awesome. And hopefully we're going to be able to check in with you tomorrow as well, and then we'll follow you each day if we could, just to follow your progress. But, Bear, I wanted to ask you, brother, there's a real problem with male spirituality today. I mean, so many men, I give a lot of talks, oftentimes the men don't show up. There's a problem, and you're really filling a need there. What would you say to a man who's maybe torn, who thinks, well, you know what, that church stuff, that's for the women. I mean, nobody's going to say you're not a real man. You are as manly as they come. What would you say to that brother in Christ who may say, that's not for me, that religion stuff, it doesn't work?
Yeah, I would tell him, Paul of Tarsus and Timothy, they hiked all these mountains all through Ephesus and traveled the world. I mean, I love to read the early church fathers.
Yeah.
I know you probably do too.
Yeah.
And those guys were cowboys, man.
That's right. That's right.
They were cowboys. They tough people. And if you want to, and you know, we live a life of adversity. The thing about it is knowing Jesus gives you a reason for it all.
Mm.
And it puts life in perspective. And so many people, guys, they just want to drown out the noise
That's
of their
right.
lives with toys and with watching games. And the problem with men is when we sit down to talk, we talk about football and everything else, but we never talk about real life, where women will tend to kind of talk about real life.
Yeah.
So part of this ride is we're showing fraternity. We're showing that that sense that men can come together. And people will ask me, well, how do you get a group of men together? It just takes, you know, start your own men's group in your own parish.
Mm.
It just takes two guys and then the will to do it. But to be a Christian is to go right to the wall. I remember when I got my Ninja Black Belt, our motto was, from David, lead me to the rock too high to climb, and I will climb it.
Mm.
You know, there's nothing more masculine than being a Christian. Everything else is kind of running away from it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, you inspire me. Now, Bear, I want to ask you, too. This is being filmed for EWTN, right, as a reality series?
Yeah, what's so cool is my son Shane, who's been given this beautiful gift, he's the director, and another one of my sons is on the sound, and our technical director, and that's our skeleton crew. Then we get to do the big ride, EWTN sending reinforcements. But we need to have a different approach, because I know, and I love EWTN, but a lot of men, you know, they flip right by that channel. But if they see guys riding on Harleys, they might just stop for
a while.
Right. And say, what the heck is this about? You know, so yeah, we need new approaches, as always, as John Paul said, the new evangelization, the same gospel, new approaches to communicating to the different nations.
That's right. That's awesome. And Bear, I do want to point out that we at Holy Spirit Radio, we air your Deep Adventure radio show every Saturday at 6 p.m. So I want to let the listeners know that they could check out Bear. Now, if we want to find out more about you or maybe follow you, we're going to be checking in with you every day here at Spirit in the Morning. Where can we go on the web to maybe find out more about you?
It should be so fun for them. People can listen in on our show in the morning. And then
cool.
1 o'clock Eastern live at Bear Wozniak YouTube. We're going to be doing live streaming
cool.
wherever we are. And then we're going to post that to our Facebook page, the Bear, my personal Facebook page, which you can follow, or the Deep Adventure Ministries Facebook page, and our website, deepadventure.com. So there's a lot going on there,
awesome.
But we're going to be live streaming our YouTube telling people where we are and checking in on it. So it's going to be fun. We want people to participate. Hey, and if anybody knows anybody that's anywhere between Jacksonville, Florida, and in San Diego, tell them to go to Deep Adventure and write to us there and see if they can join us on our ride if they ride Harleys, if you know anybody down in that area.
Oh, that
like to join us.
That's awesome. And we also have your website linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Bear, I have to tell you, we do our show in the Philadelphia area. We're out in the Philadelphia suburbs, and for the first time last week, we have a horse stable next to us. I got to meet a horse, okay? So that's one thing on my bucket list. A couple other things are...
You got to meet a horse.
I got, for the first time, Bear. You know, I've led a sheltered life. Couple of my other... Okay, and I think you could help me out. Couple of other things I want to do. I want to be on a surfboard one day, and I want to ride a Harley. Can you hook me up?
Let's do both of those this year.
I'd love it, brother.
I surf somewhere near... Somewhere directly east of you, I've surfed. I forget what it was, what the place was called. It had a big pink elephant, it seems to me. Maybe I wasn't.
Oh, yeah, that's down the shore. The pink elephant, I think that's Margate, right?
Margate, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to, boy, wouldn't that make for good video? The folks here at the station, though, they'd have to pay up my health insurance, though, before we do.
But just you as the pink elephant.
Yeah,
I can't even stand that vision right now.
Hey, brother, you know I think you're awesome, and my whole family, Eileen and Mary and Elizabeth, they're listening today. They're big fans of yours as well.
Oh, well, say aloha to them. I love those. I will.
And you're awesome. We're going to check in with you tomorrow again, brother. Stay safe, okay? We're going to be praying for you.
Yeah, we really ask God to move miracles. We want to change people's lives on this ride.
You are going to do that, brother. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay.
We'll check in with you tomorrow.
Okay, aloha, Gary.
Aloha. God bless.
God bless.
That is Bear Wozniak live from Florida. He is on a journey to San Diego. So continue to follow Bear's adventures on spiritinthemorning.com. Your wake-up time, 7:45.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be with you. That's God Loves You by Rachel Lampa. Boy, that's one of those messages that you can keep with you for the rest of the day. Very, very simple message. God loves you. But so many times we forget it or we take it for granted. The time is 7:49, and we're going to do in just a minute your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. But while I have a moment, I want to call attention to some of the other programs that we air on Holy Spirit Radio. I've got an idea for you. Once you start your day off with Spirit in the Morning, why don't you just keep your station tuned to Holy Spirit Radio, where at 8 o'clock, right after our show, we'll take you to Birmingham, Alabama, for the Mass directly from EWTN, Daily Mass, followed by Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. After that, at 10, is Fathers Know Best, another great program. And today, we have some local shows at 11 a.m. and 11:30 also. The Word of God with Monsignor O'Donnell and Janet Napoli airs at 11, followed at 11:30 by Connected in the Spirit with Barbara Schinkel. And that's available at Holy Spirit Radio. We are an EWTN affiliate. We also have lots of good local programming. Just keep your dial here. You'll be relaxed. You'll be uplifted. And you'll start your day with Dave and I at Spirit of the Morning, and just keep it on Holy Spirit Radio. Right, Dave?
All day long.
That's right. That's what we want you to do. Now, you can also listen if you're out of the area. I know we have people listening around the country. You can listen streaming. We stream online at holyspiritradio.org. We're also available on TuneIn Radio, too, so you can listen that way. Very hard to get away from us. We're going to make it even more difficult because we want to go wherever you are. Okay, it is time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Are you afraid out there? A little nervous about something? Well, as the Lord said so many times, be not afraid. And by the way, you know why he said that so many times? It's because we're afraid. God knew, and throughout Scripture, I've heard any number of different times that it's mentions to be not afraid. Some people say 365, some people say more, some people say less. But the point is, it's mentioned frequently. The reason is, nothing keeps us away from the Lord more than fear. When we're afraid, we don't want to get close to Him. We're concerned about things that are happening and our eyes are off of Him. There's so many reasons that we get distracted. Most of them have to do with fear. So the Lord wants us to know that it's not good for us to be afraid. And furthermore, he wants to help us. So today's verse comes from John's Gospel, John chapter 16, verse 33. The words of Jesus, I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble. But take courage, I have conquered the world. That's John 16, 33. We have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Here's what I like about Jesus and this message. He's not denying that the world is a crazy place. He's not denying that we're going to have problems. If you are a follower of Jesus, you will have problems. If you are not a follower of Jesus, you will have problems. It's okay. We all have problems. We all have issues. We all have difficulties. And Jesus is not denying that. And if anybody tells you that once you become a follower of Christ, you're not going to have any problems anymore, they're not preaching the gospel. The gospel says we will have problems. Okay, that being said, Jesus said this, but take courage, for I have conquered the world. And he also set this up by saying that I told you this so you'll have peace in me. They call him the Prince of Peace. And if you stick with Jesus every day, and a lot of times people will tell me, and I'm someone who has struggled with anxiety for most of my life, I have found that if I stick with Jesus every day, I'm very peaceful. People will sometimes say, well, Gary, that's not realistic. What are you talking about? I've got problems. I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to read the Bible. I don't know the Bible. I'm busy. You don't know my situation. There are no exceptions to the Lord's message. I'm telling you, spend a few minutes in prayer. Start your day with prayer. Good morning, Lord. Please help me. Thank you for giving me another day. It can be that simple. And we give these Be Not Afraid Bible verses each day for a reason. I want you to hear the Lord's words. He doesn't want you to be afraid. And he's not just saying, don't be afraid. He's saying, I want to help you to not be afraid. And Jesus is also saying, you'll have problems in the world. Expect it. If you be my disciple, we heard that gospel today from Luke, Jesus appointing the 72 disciples. He sent them out into the world. They're like sheep among wolves. In other words, it's going to be tough out there. Be expected to meet resistance. People aren't going to want to hear the word at all times. Why? Because people want to do what they want to do. The world is becoming very unchristian, but it's up to us to change that. There's too much negativity out there. The world needs the good news of Jesus Christ. You and I can do that, but we have to understand that we're not always going to be met with open arms. It's okay. As the Lord said, you have to shake the dust from your feet sometimes. Present the message. Be loving. Be charitable about it. I think too many times, if people don't want to hear what we have to say. We get back, we get in their face, we challenge them, we yell at them. Well, that's not the way the Lord wants us to do it. He wants us to do it with love. How can we do that? Well, we need to pray because, let's face it, people can be annoying. I can be very annoying. I realize that. We all can. We all have our moments when we can be annoying. So we can pray. And just when you share the good news, when you try to be nice to somebody, when you try to evangelize, which is that dreaded E word that many of us Catholics are not comfortable with, but we got to get more comfortable with, when you do that, expect sometimes to meet with it, to be met with resistance. But pray for the grace to be loving at all times. We are not trying to win arguments when we evangelize. We're trying to win souls for Christ. And that's what we're trying to do. So the Be Not Afraid Bible verse again, John 16:33, I have told you this so you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world. We have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com, so you can check that out. Now, we're going to close the program in just a minute or two with our closing prayer, but I want to invite your comments. Again, email me, gary@holyspiritradio.org. Let me know what you think about the program. Let me know what you would like me to change. And again, within reason, we'll make some changes. We want to be here for you. We want to serve you in the way that you need to be served. If there's a way that we can help you, we would love to do that. We are on the air every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Let your friends know about us. We stream live all over the world so they can listen to us directly from the website, holyspiritradio.org, or they can listen to us at TuneIn Radio. And in addition, if you missed the program, you can always catch the podcast. Or how about this? If you liked it so much that you need to hear it again, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm going to be optimistic. You can check out the podcast each day at spiritinthemorning.com. And again, let your friends know. I'm getting, I've been receiving word from all around the country. I've had people in New York and North Carolina telling me they're listening to the program. So that's fantastic. We are the Delaware Valley's only local Catholic station. Only local Catholic morning show. But we are, the message we have is national. It's international. You can listen to us from anywhere. We're going to get your day started off the right way. So again, let me know. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org, what you think of the program. Let's close with our prayer as we come to the end of this program, but really we come to the beginning of our day, right? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Father, hear our morning prayer, and let the radiance of your love scatter the gloom of our hearts. The light of heaven's love has restored us to life. Free us from the desires that belong to darkness. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever, all together now. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. And remember, keep your radio tuned to Holy Spirit Radio. We're going to send you to the Mass. One of the things I love about listening to the Daily Mass. You might not be able to go to Daily Mass. You might be driving in your car. You might be walking. But you can hear the words of the Mass. When you hear the consecration, it's so relaxing, and you begin to appreciate what Jesus did for you, that he gave his body and his blood so that he could remain with you. You listen to those words, you're going to be relaxed. And so if you're going to work, by the time you get into the office, you're going to be uplifted. You'll be feeling good. And keep your radio tuned to Holy Spirit Radio throughout the day. You can listen online, holyspiritradio.org. And as we present these programs, what happens is, and one day I'll tell my conversion story, how I really grew closer to the Lord through this particular station. As you grow closer to him, you're going to want to hear more about his church. You want to be uplifted. Again, we know there's negativity in the world. You're not going to hear that right here. This program, this station, we are inspired by the Holy Spirit, and we are communicating hope, because that's what it's all about. Thanks for tuning in. God willing, we'll be back with you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Know that God loves you. Talk to you soon.